The ride-sharing company Uber has gotten a mixed reception in Louisiana. WWNO's Mallory Marshall has been following the company's foray into New Orleans, where politicians and members of the taxi industry have been resistant. Meanwhile, Baton Rouge has seized on the opportunity, quickly passing an ordinance that allowed Uber to get rolling in the capital city in July. A couple weeks later, I opened up Uber's app on my smartphone to see if I could catch a ride.
Request pickup here. Okay. No cars are available, and I just got a text from Uber. All nearby UberX drivers are busy, but one should be free soon. Check back in a minute or choose another Uber option.
I tried several times in the same day to order a car with the app, but nothing. An Uber spokesperson told me they've been racing to catch up with the outsized demand in Baton Rouge. So why didn't I just hail a cab instead? Well, that can be just as difficult. When the Baton Rouge Area Chamber did a comparison with other metro areas, it found Baton Rouge was underserved when it came to taxi cabs. Right now, about 150 cabs operate for a population of about 440,000 people. The study shows the city parish could use about 50 more. Baton Rouge resident John Worrell says when he calls a cab to go bar hopping, it could take as much as 45 minutes to an hour for a cab to show up, if it even shows up at all.
So you've used cab service in Baton Rouge before?
Yes. And more than once, and every time it's just been awful. But that's your only alternative besides, obviously, driving drunk, or I guess that's really what most people use cabs for in Baton Rouge.
The other primary reason Baton Rougeans want cabs is, of course, to get a ride to the metro airport. For now, Uber drivers are not allowed to pick up or drop off passengers there, but they're currently working out a deal with the airport commission, so the service should be available soon. Metro Councilman John Delgado says he knows these needs aren't being met by cab companies, so Delgado and his fellow councilman Ryan Heck reached out to Uber. Delgado says bringing them here was a no-brainer, especially because of the technology the ride-sharing outfit brings with it.
I would love to see, you know, a Baton Rouge Yellow Cab app that you can put on your phone and you can press the button and see where all the BR, you know, where all the yellow cabs are. And then if there's one closer to you than an Uber car, you can choose that instead. I think that that's the kind of development that hopefully we'll see from the cab companies here in Baton Rouge, and something that, again, competition is better for the consumer.
Heck and Delgado actually reached out to a handful of ride-sharing companies, including Lyft and Sidecar. Uber was the first one to jump at the opportunity. Delgado says the others are waiting to see how Uber does here.
All we did was create a legal environment that was friendly to that type of company, and they came to Baton Rouge.
So I decided to give Uber one more shot, and this time the app found one car near me. I booked a ride with driver Nicole McGee. It took her about 22 minutes to show up.
So can we take a ride? Can I ask you a few questions?
You can take a ride.
Okay, should I get in back, front?
In the front.
Wonderful.
Nicole and I took a ride around the block, and on the way, I asked her how many Uber drivers she thinks there are in Baton Rouge right now.
I want to say there's about maybe 25 now.
In New Orleans, Uber drivers like McGee are not getting a chance to enter the market, at least not yet. For WRKF in Baton Rouge, I'm Anne-Marie Awad.
In New Orleans, I'm Mallory Marshall. Here, taxicab companies and professional drivers have blocked Uber's arrival to the city. So, on a rainy afternoon in New Orleans, only one Uber vehicle is out, and Uber's Louisiana General Manager, Tom Hayes, is inside, handing out ice cream.
Hi, how you doing? I'm the General Manager.
It's a promotion for the company. Instead of showing up to give you a ride, they bring you a sweet treat and spread the word about Uber while drumming up support. Amy lives in the Audubon area. She's been reading about the Uber controversy and was happy to get her ice cream.
Hi.
Amy says she wants to support the company.
Yeah, New Orleans is a town where you got to be able to get around without driving yourself all the time. And having another option like Uber would be great.
People feel strongly about Uber. The Twitter hashtag #NolanNeedsUber has been gaining traction. One tweeter sees a parallel with another city struggle. They say, quote, "Just like with NOLA food trucks, NOLA City Hall is now trying to stifle progress by restricting Uber. #NolanNeedsUber." A Change.org petition to allow the company into New Orleans had over 2,400 signatures at the time of this story. This is no surprise to Uber's Louisiana General Manager, Tom Hayes.
Uber helps connect riders and drivers through an app in almost a magical way.
Baton Rouge got UberX. That allows drivers to use their personal vehicles to pick up customers. In New Orleans, the taxi industry fears Uber in any form is a gateway to unregulated drivers entering the market. Here, UberX isn't even on the table, at least not yet. And cab company owner Cherie Kerner feels New Orleans doesn't need Uber at all. Mobile apps for taxis would be just as good.
Once everybody gets used to the fact that I can simply use an app, well, then that's going to be been there, done that.
Kerner owns Nawlins Cab, and yes, that's Nawlins. She says instead of greenlighting Uber, the city could work to make taxis just as efficient. This week, New Orleans City Council will hear arguments for Uber Black. That's the company's professional luxury car service. Uber's Louisiana general manager, Tom Hayes, hopes that meeting will lead to Uber offering rides in New Orleans, not just ice cream. For WWNO in New Orleans, I'm Mallory Marshall.